Once upon a time, a long time ago, I'd say it was about 7:15 this morning, a man was grumpy. He was grumpy with himself. He was in the shower, and the water and the heat and the soap didn't make a difference. He was grumpy because he had no idea what to do. He felt a bit lost, as if something was slipping through his fingers and he didn't know what, and he was missing it and he didn't know what, and he just couldn't place himself in the stream of things. He'd made a promise to himself and to other people, and he wasn't comfortable that he was going to be able to carry it through in a way that would satisfy other people, and probably even more important to this particular man, in a way that would satisfy himself. The irritation and frustration were just under the surface as he came out of that shower. And as he brushed the towel through his hair, trying to get it dry enough to receive some gel, he mused. He was bothered. And he came out of the shower and he started to dress. And he went back into the shower and he brushed his teeth, back into the bathroom. And he brushed the teeth with special vigor. And he swilled water with special vigor. And then he started to get dressed. And as he got dressed, a sort of bird landed on his right shoulder. A small hummingbird. And the bird leant forward and whispered something he couldn't hear, and the bird disappeared. And he put his hand on his shoulder, and there, lighter than a bird's feather, was a little egg, a little germ, a little starting point of an idea, a sort of impulse to think in a certain way, a prod, a nudge. He was still dressing. He still had some way to go. He had a responsibility. He had to get out of that room. He had to go downstairs. He had to make breakfast for his daughter, who he suspected was already downstairs eating her breakfast. He had to make the school lunch. And he was confused. He'd mixed up Thursday and Friday. He thought it was Friday. It was really only Thursday. And he picked up the egg. He took it between his forefinger and thumb of his right hand, and he rolled it. And he rolled it in the way that you would roll pastry. It stretched. And it seemed to stretch in an unending manner. And he thought, there are about 30 days left in audio mo. There are about 30 days left, and there are people looking for something that they can follow. There are people looking for a journey. There are people looking for a way forward. There are people looking for something they don't have already. There are people who they are, he couldn't tell. He just knew from putting himself in the position of other people that they wanted something. They wanted something to grow. They wanted something to... They wanted an elephant. And they wanted to ride on the back of the elephant. The man had his trousers on. The man tied one of his shoelaces. And a word came to him. Ireland. What did he know about Ireland? What could he talk about Ireland? How could he do it? How could he do it in the 30 remaining days? And he rolled and rolled the little egg. 30 days, 30 ideas, 30 words that encapsulate Ireland for him. Imagine communicating 30 words about Ireland. What would the words be? Would there be enough words in the dictionary? Of course there'd be enough words in the dictionary. There'd be 1,000 words in the dictionary. How many adjectives are there anyway? How many nouns? The association of Ireland with what? That's a journey. Been 10 years in Ireland. 10 years since he had left the United Kingdom. And now the kingdom wasn't so united. The world was changing. The world had changed. The man picked up his perceptions, the box in which his perceptions were locked, and he rattled it. And he knew that there was life in that box. There were words jostling with each other for position. There were perceptions of Ireland changing in that box, always changing. The Ireland he came back to was always changing. But what were the words? What particular words, what unique, what snowflowers? What snowflowers were his words? Just as there are innumerable positions on a chessboard, there were innumerable permutations of words. He could go on a journey on behalf of other people. He could be other people. He could sing the song of other people. He could hear the voices of other people. It was a big moment as he walked down that stairs. It was a relief. It was a lightening of the burden of Audio Mo. He had found something mysterious. He had found something enlightening. He had found a way he could step forward, edge by edge, ledge by ledge, without falling off, without being grumpy. He was no longer grumpy. He was no longer frustrated. It was 24 minutes approximately and 30 seconds past 7 o'clock. It was another day in the life. There was a story to be told.